Hey, yo, GWA Backstage, it's your girl, Sunnydale Bound. All right, anyway, this is super late, but I am doing Cardinal Sin's horror media questionnaire. He posted it about a month ago, and I fucking love horror movies and Halloween and all of that, so I don't want that feeling to end, so I'm doing it now. And I'm super excited about it. So let's just jump right in, shall we? Number one, what is your favorite scary movie or series? There are so many subgenres in horror, and it's very hard to pick just one. So if we're talking slasher flicks, like, you know, like Scream or Scary Movie or not Scary Movie. I meant I Know What You Did Last Summer, or like, you know, like Nightmare on Elm Street or Halloween or Friday the 13th, like things like that. I would have to say that my favorite series would be tied with Scream and The Nightmare on Elm Streets. I think that the reboot fucking sucked, but the original ones were pretty good. Even when they became a parody of themselves, I think that it was still just amazing. Freddy Krueger is probably my favorite, like, villain like that. Now, if we're talking, like, home invasion, Your Next is such a wonderfully done film. It's so amazing. If you haven't seen it, you need to. Like, it's so good. I'm not even going to tell you what it's about. Like, it's just, it's too good. Now, if we're talking, like, paranormal, I really love Pulse. It stars Kristen Bell, and Christina Milian is in it, and it's this awful, good, amazing movie from, like, 2006 or something. It's super good. It's, like, these ghosts that live or travel and kill via, like sound waves, radio waves type stuff. Through the internet, and it's so lame, but it's so good. And then if we're talking, like zombie movies, then I'm gonna have to go with the unpopular opinion here and say that Resident Evil is my favorite. I know that fans of the games usually hate the movies, and fans of movies usually hate the movies, but I love them. Mila Jovovich and just, oh my god, just so many. Ali Larter, like, I can't even, and, like, it's just so good, and I I love them. They're so ridiculous and over the top. And hi. What is the matter? Nothing? Okay. Sorry, that's just the kitty saying hi. He does what he wants. It's his domain. We're just living in it. Anyway. Yeah. So, and then if you're talking, like, I'm done with number one. I won't go into any more subgenres. So let's move on to number two. Are there any particular horror scenarios that scare you the most? So, yeah. It's not necessarily used too often in horror, And when it's done, like, I always put myself in the place of the protagonist and be like, geez, what, you know, like, how would I feel when it's basically you find out that you're not necessarily insane. That's not it. But, like, you're in a coma, I guess, and, like, your reality is not real. Like, I don't know. That's probably more psychological thriller than horror. I didn't think that one through. Oh, that made me think of the episode from Buffy from season 6 called Normal Again. Oh, that episode was so good. Definitely a must watch if you can find Buffy anywhere. Anyway, horror movie scenario scares me the most. I'm going to have to say probably something with ghosts. Like, not just like, oh, demons possessed you. Like, I don't believe in demons. I just busted myself out there for believing in ghosts, apparently. No, but, like, you know, ghosts, like, being able to, like, fuck with you or hurt you or do things to you without your consent, like, things like that, like, scare me. Not because I necessarily think that it could happen, but because, like, it's just, you can't control that ghost, but somehow it can manipulate you. Like, that's scary to me. Yeah. Number 3, which kind of horror supernatural monster do you find the most scary? Such as werewolves, vampires, aliens, etc. I guess ghosts. I would say probably the supernatural monster that I find the most terrifying would probably be like, the only thing that's coming to mind right now is the djinns from Supernatural, where they, like, feed that, like, liquid into you, and then, like, you're hallucinating this perfect world. So, like, you're not in pain, but, like, you're dying, but, like, you don't know you're dying, but, like, you're dying. I guess that would be the worst because, like, that's just horrifying. I don't know. I don't know. Number 4, is there something in horror movies that has never scared you? Like, something that always gets brought up as scary, creepy, but just never works on you? Jump scares. I fucking hate jump scares. They never work on me. I always audibly groan whenever they happen. And I hate them. They're such a cheap tactic, especially because, like, the audio mixers, oh my god, I'm blanking on the actual term, but, like, the individuals that make the, like, soundtrack and the background music, they purposely use a frequency that's unsettling to our, like, brain, and then it goes quiet, and you're like, oh boy, here comes the jump scare. And then it's the loud violins or the something jumping right in the frame of the camera. And it's predictable. You know they're going to happen. Why are you scared? Like, I hate it. I hate them. I hate them. They're so cheap. If you want to scare me in a movie, actually build suspense, build drama, build intrigue, build the horror in a good way. Actually take the time to do unsettling things. I don't know. I hate jump scares. I could go on for hours about jump scares, but I won't. Number five, most underrated horror movie or series. Okay, so Soul Survivors, S-O-U-L, Survivors. Eliza Dushku's in it, and it is such a B-movie. It's so campy, but it's so good. I thought for the longest time I only liked it because she was in it. But then I watched it not that long ago, and I was like, no, this is good. It's got just the right amount of cheese to be, like, the best kind of horror movie. And I feel like nobody ever talks about it. Number six, do you like comedy in your horror? Explain why. I love comedy in my horror. Shaun of the Dead, Zombieland, yes, please. I think it gives a bit of levity to the film, and it helps the scares stick, if you will. Like, it makes for a more immersive experience because there's comedy in real life. Like, even if you're in a horrible situation, you know, it's shit can still be funny. Like, in the Scream movies, even, there were those bits of comedy with Randy and his meta jokes and commentary, and it was funny, and it helped ground the movie in reality while still being a horror slasher flick. I don't know. I enjoy it. Number seven. Do you play scary or horror video games? If so, what is the scariest game you've ever played? Yes, I do. I enjoy them. I could not get past The Evil Within. I had it on the easiest difficulty, and it didn't necessarily scare me. It had a lot of, like, anxiety-ridden moments where I wasn't sure how to kill a creature or something like that, but the scariest game I ever played was Dead Space. I played it the very first time by myself at 3:30 in the morning in an empty house, which I swear to God is fucking haunted. And I had all of the lights off, and I was wearing my Turtle Beach headset, and I was sitting like 5 feet from the TV. And it just was the dumbest thing I ever did. The game, playing it now, is not that scary. Like, the necromorphs are fine. But, like, I don't know. Just the atmosphere I created and being alone and just, yeah, it was scary. Number eight. Do you like horror-themed television shows, including things based on real life, like shows about serial killers, too? Yes, I do. Obviously, I like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as my username would give away to some. I like Supernatural and iZombie and Angel, and I like horror movies, so if a horror show comes out and it's done well and not just super cheesy, it's really good. Like, or I'll enjoy it, most likely, obviously. There was this show that failed epically on the CW, and it was called Cult. And it was about this guy who ran a cult, and like, the main protagonist, played by, oh my God, Matthew Davis. Hold on, I'm Googling. I feel like it's Matthew Davis. It's Matthew Davis. Anyway, Matthew Davis, like, his brother or sister goes missing. I don't remember which one because it was only, like, 6 episodes and it was canceled after, like, 3. But, like, they go missing and he's on the hunt to find them and to uncover the mystery of the cult. And Robert Kepner was the cult leader. And, like, he's creepy as it is. And it was just, it was so good. It was so underrated. And I was so mad it was canceled. And I've just, like, tonight, I just started rewatching iZombie for the 3rd time. Like, I love horror shows. So good. Anyway, 9, do you like to read horror supernatural fiction? I think the real life thing works here too. If so, what are your favorite book stories? I do. I'm a big fan of Stephen King. I've read The Shining. That was long. And I read, I read Christine for a lit class, maybe. But yeah, those were good. Or some of Stephen King's short stories where they're just, like, so disjointed, and just creepy. Because he was, you know, high on coke and an alcoholic and just wonderful. There's also, like, there was this, when I was a kid, there was this horror high series, and it was, like, they were standalone stories, and I remember Mr. Popularity was my favorite one. I don't remember what it was about anymore, but it was so good. And I like creepypastas, and I like, you know, reading, like, supernatural fan fiction, not necessarily the smutty ones, but whatever. Or, like, I've read a lot of the Vampire Diaries books, and they're not really, like, horror per se, but they're supernatural, so, you know, whatever. 10, do you enjoy horror-themed audios and ones that are predicated on fear play? I've actually never really listened to many. I think I listened to one, because it was a Cardinal Sin script that I really loved, and, yeah, and whatever. Anyway, yeah, so I don't particularly do that, but I've heard a few, and they were good. 11, do you find experiencing horror movies, games, literature, audios cathartic? No. I don't know. I enjoy the suspension of disbelief. I enjoy, like, I guess, learning what not to do. How to survive. I guess. Sure. 12. And because this is a subreddit for a lovely group of married performers and writers, have you ever used horror media specifically as the prelude to a great sexual act, either by yourself or with a partner? There has been a time where I invited someone over with the guise of just watching the new horror movie that I had bought. But really, I was DTF. Jesus. Yep, I've done that. And it was a fun time. But yeah, usually, like, horror movies don't, like, turn me on. Like, even though there's, like, sometimes gratuitous nudity or sex, I don't particularly get aroused by that in film. I don't know. Anyway, that was it. That was the last question. And Jesus, this is over 20 minutes. I am so sorry. If you made it all the way through, you are the MVP. You're a trooper. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to me fucking ramble on and on. And I hope you have a lovely day, evening, night, weekend, week, whenever you're listening to this. Have a good life. That sounds weird. Anyway, all right. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later and have a good one. Bye.